Let's welcome Karoi Hawkins, RNZ's hard working Pacific editor, whom I've held up this morning. Thank you very much, as always, for your time. Now, Fiji's former leader, Frank Bainimarama, is back in court this week. Remind us of his situation at the moment.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's in relation to interfering in a police investigation from 2019. So it's the former Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, and the suspended police commissioner, Sithibeni Ngiliho. Bainimarama's for perverting the course of justice and Ngiliho for abuse of office. They were originally acquitted in the magistrate's court. This was appealed to the High Court. The High Court overruled the acquittal and convicted them. But it went back down to the magistrate's court for sentencing, and the magistrate gave them a basically discharge without conviction. And so that's now being appealed by the Crown. So it's going back into an appeal of the sentencing of this case. So they were in court on Wednesday. It's before the acting Chief Justice now. So Salisi Temo has given them until the 24th of this month to file submissions. The state Crown reply by the 29th and a hearing on the 2nd of May. So it's been back and forth, and the political significance of this and why we're watching it is that if he does get a conviction registered, he will most likely be out of the running for the next election in 2026, and he's single-handedly carried his party through to government the last two elections.
So the resolution or the next stage is when?
May 2nd.
May 2nd, that's
the appeal we'll be watching
hearing.
For, yeah.
Okay. And has he had anything to say?
He's been pretty confident, eh? He's like, we managed to have a local photographer at the courts for the last big appearance, and he was larger than life, confident about the case, and seemed to be, you know, really, really sort of backing his chances, and it's one of three, I think, that he's fighting against. And when he was acquitted, it was seen as a massive, massive victory for him. So it's kind of a bit of back and forth going on in terms of whether any of this actually sticks and he comes out able to contest the election or not.
All right. Now, four amendments to New Zealand's constitution have passed their first readings. What's included in this?
Yeah, some interesting ones, eh? There's, I think, out of the four, the most interesting is extending the term of the new assembly from 3 to 4 years. They're trying to increase the number of members in cabinet from 4 to 6, and also trying to change the title of the head of government from premier, which is the current term, to prime minister. And a more basic one is changing the name of the Audit Office of New Zealand. So according to the Broadcasting Corporation of Niue, the Premier, Dalton Tangalangi, initially asked the whānau to proceed to second reading straight away, but this has been pushed by the Assembly to the Bills, to the Constitution Review Committee, and the chair there saying they wanted to ensure the public is more widely engaged. And so now the amendments will be reviewed, returned for second reading, and then go before a public referendum before their third and final reading.
So it has a written constitution. It's interesting because we don't have a written constitution here. We've got all sorts of documents that add up to make a written constitution. But Niue has a written, yeah.
It is interesting, yeah. But we get to follow up on some of the reasoning as to why these changes have been brought as well. So something that I'd be keen to find out is, yeah, what's the reasoning for some of these ones? The extending the term of the assembly from 3 to 4 years is particularly, I think, is an interesting
one. That is significant, isn't it? There's a lot of debate, often there's debate in this country as well, about whether the terms are too
exactly.
short, but it's still a big move, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Now, a French Senate has endorsed new election rules for New Caledonia. Are these significant changes?
Yeah, there's actually been protests going on all this week, and I think another big one today from both sides of this debate. So historically, it's basically that under the Nume Accord, which is the pathway to decolonization that the Kanak indigenous peoples had broken with France, only settlers who'd resided in New Caledonia before 1998, French citizens before 1998, could actually vote in the local election. So this meant that the indigenous Kanaks were not sort of overrun in terms of numbers when it came to the local politics. But with the three referendums that have gone past all being no, and this, the French state trying to now move things on and say, look, we need a new statute. They're trying to also open up that local political role. And the what that will do, obviously, is every any what they're proposing is anyone who's been there for 10 years in a single period, in one stint has been there for 10 years will now be able to vote, which will bring about 25,000 new voters into the rolls. And so the those pro-independence are saying this is just going to swing things in favor of French citizens who are settled in New Caledonia. And the obviously the French loyalists are saying, well, it's democracy, you know, you can't just stop people from voting if they live there, you know. So it's a really, really tense thing. So what the stage that it's at is the French Senate on Tuesday endorsed the Constitutional Review Project, which is dealing with this. So 233 votes in favor and 99 against, but quite a heated debate as well throughout that.
Just finally, Koroi locks on in sports this weekend. Fiji Sevens, the PNG Cricket, Super Rugby Pacific.
Yeah, Hong Kong Sevens this weekend. Pretty special one, I think, because it's the last time likely that the tournament will be hosted at the long-time venue, the Hong Kong Stadium. So starting next year, the tournament is set to move across the Victoria Harbour to the new stadium being built at Kai Tak Sports Park. And it's been staged there since its humble beginnings in 1976. John Olomu, Waisale Serevi, David Campisi, Christian Cullen, some massive, massive names that have played there. And so it's quite a historic, I think, tournament. There'll be some big names in the stands for this one. Fiji under a new coach, which we'll be watching, quite interested in that. They haven't had any massive titles in a long time. Super Rugby Pacific, we're watching the Drua sitting 7th place, 3 wins, 3 losses. They're playing Rebels in Melbourne tonight. Similar form for both. Rebels just 1 point above Drua. The last time they played was in the 6th round 2023, and Suva Drua winning that time 38-28, so it'll be an interesting one. Mona Pacifica playing the Chiefs. They've never beaten the Chiefs, but already they've had 2 wins and 4 losses, their best season start so far, and equaling already their most wins in a season.
They've blitzed the Crusaders start.
and so yeah, it'll be an interesting one to watch in
you
Hamilton.
You think they might be an upset tonight? The Chiefs are a pretty strong opponent, so
they are
for
strong.
Any side. Yeah. Okay, great weekend ahead. Thank you so much. Koroi Hawkins is RNZ's Pacific editor.